After many months of not doing anything because we're very busy and very lazy, we are finally back with a new podcast from the Bitfellas people and other people and everybody involved. So, welcome to the Bitfellas podcast with Axel and Vincenzo and me. Oh, I'm sorry. What? Oh, shit. Shit. That's how long it is. I'm completely forgetting. Okay, I'll do it again. I'm sorry.
This is Welcome to the Tiger Woods podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be the best. Welcome to TMZ Tiger Woods news. Michael Jackson died. Oh, stuff that happened.
News, infos, stuff from all over the sea.
Sign. The radio show. With your host, Axel and Aki.
Welcome, everybody. After many months of not hearing from us because we were very busy and lazy, we are finally back with a Zine podcast from the magazine Zine, or Zine, or Zine.
Or Goat Mac, or something.
Yes. We are faster than Zine 14, even though we haven't made anything in the last month. But we are finally back with a podcast. It's Axel of Brainstorm and Vincenzo of...
Yeah. Rebels, Fresh Mindworks, Bitfellas, Bitjam, whatever.
And me, and I'm Aki from whatever. And we are back with the talk. Lots of talk. Lots of talk about lots of stuff because it's been so long.
And also because we don't have a clue what we're going to do. And
we're not going to tell people that because...
No. That's the secret.
Not.
That's the secret of success.
So the first thing is that we've actually met all three at Breakpoint for the first time. Briefly.
That's true.
That was good fun.
And that's when we decided to do one podcast 1 week after Breakpoint, right?
Yes, and we did. And then it got deleted by somebody. No, we didn't.
By somebody who we're not going to say now because, you know, he's only recording the whole thing. And then he said, well, no, this certain guy starting with V and ending with Incenso,
His name rhymes with Vincenzo.
Yeah.
It's all lies. It's all lies because we didn't do a podcast.
No.
But we do one now to make up. We're going to talk about everything that happened in 2009 and 2010.
And 2011.
And 2011. So first, a Breakpoint first, I think. We should talk about it, even though it's very long ago.
Yeah, that's actually the last party I visited.
Family man, you.
Oh, man. You see how much I'm a hardcore scener because I'm, you know, I was at every party after Breakpoint.
I think I saw you around, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
But Breakpoint was good fun, I think.
Absolutely. As always.
Yes, I remember drinking Brainstorm beer.
It was during the concert. That was probably back then as well. No idea, but we did some free beer at the concert of Xerxes, yeah?
Yeah, maybe that one? I remember that. And then I don't remember a lot after that, so that's good, I guess.
It wasn't just beer. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, what? but good party. Amiga Demo Compo pretty much outperforming the PC Demo Compo, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's true. That was quite a blow, actually, because we were expecting much more from the party, the compo there. But yeah, with everyone announcing, you know, before the deadline, well, I'm not going to finish mine, and I'm not going to finish mine, it was a bit predictable.
It wasn't
that
even before the deadline. I remember running into Smash on, like, Friday at 12 when Breakpoint just opened. And he was like, we just ditched our demo, and we're going to get drunk the whole weekend. And I was like, great, good for you, but... No! And then you released that assembly that's with a very nice demo as well, so...
Yeah, absolutely. So what's in the cooker for the new Breakpoint? There's rumors it's the last one. Any news there?
Since I'm in kind of organizing, I cannot say...
Ah, okay.
Anything. The thing that I can say about it is that it will be... Everything will be announced shortly. Very, very shortly. It's all in the ropes, so stay put. As the scam has been posting, people keep asking, like, oh, is it going to happen? We don't know. No, it is going to happen. That's the one thing I can say.
They said that, too.
But all the things, it's like, that's going to be, like, really, really soon. It might even be this week, but I don't know for sure, but it's going to be everything. All the questions are going to be answered.
You are aware that now that you said this week, that Vincenzo needs to edit the whole thing this week as well?
Okay, we're going to just cut out.
Raises the pressure.
Soon, everything is going to be, maybe if when this podcast is released, all the information might already be out.
Yeah, like 1 week after Breakpoint or something.
Yeah, when it's gonna be released.
Should we play a track from the last Breakpoint, or what do you think?
Oh yeah, let's kick in a song, because it's a real podcast then. So we're gonna listen to then a song, my favorite song from Breakpoint, from the Amiga Demo Compo by Nature and Traktor, Jesus Christ Motocross by Esau, Zigbone and Lance, and let's rock out with our cocks out. And then we're back. Radio time. That was quick. It's so much faster than in real time.
That was so quick. Where's the commercial anyway? No sponsors stuff? Ah, shit.
This podcast is brought to you by
Tiger Woods News.
Tiger Woods News. Oh, that Tiger Woods. What a car. But then, yes, more stuff happened in the demo scene last year that we didn't do podcasts. I went to assembly for the first time in my life.
What was it like for you for the first time?
Well, it was because I always wanted to go when it was a real demo party, but I never managed. And then I went there now to be part of the, I was part of the studio team to do interviews after the competitions on the assembly TV. So I'm now a minor celebrity in Finland.
Whoa.
Yes, I was recognized.
Any scandals? On
the street. Oh yes, I think we did.
Whoa!
Assembly, or as the Finns call it, assembly.
Assembly.
It's a very big party, and it's a very big gamer party. It kind of looks like the E3 combined with a LAN party if you're in the hall. But they have a very still very strong demo scene background, and competitions are still very much high in regard, so it's very big, but then when competitions are, people turn down their monitors and go and watch, and it's actually really cool. Lots of people there, and all the demo scenes are outside drinking on the place you shouldn't mention if you're at assembly, which is of course Boozenbly.
Any guys that you haven't met before that you had a chance to meet there? Or
I was actually I crashed at Uncle Axe's place, and I was hanging out with all the Finns, and the Finns you don't see at other parties. I finally met their people from Orange and drunkenly told him he was my childhood hero. And it was
Purple Motion. Was Purple Motion there as well?
I didn't see Purple Motion. People were saying he might show up, but he wasn't. But I met Desktop as well. All these like legends that I knew from the past.
So right.
Sobbing schoolboy went like, oh my god, you guys are so awesome. And they were like, yes, just go away now. And Ra was there with Barty. It was interesting as well.
Okay. Ra is visiting a lot of parties these days, isn't he?
He's back, and Barty came with him, which is actually really cool. He's a quaint fellow, but it was really nice to see him at a demo party. And lots of people, I went to Boozenbly a few times to see if to meet up with most of the seniors, but it was a really good time hanging around and actually see the whole party as it is. It's very interesting.
What was it? Did you talk to any gamers about demos or something?
Well, I was with, there was a little demo scene outreach point that Truck is kind of hosting. I was hanging out there a lot, and we talked to some of the gamers and some of the less known seniors, and it was good fun. I mean, the gamers kind of endure it, and they like it, but they're not really like go to us. They're like, oh, we want to join the scene, it's so cool. But there is some kind of, like, we were showing demos. There were demos being shown on the screens the whole time, and it's completely accepted, and they think it's cool. And during the compost, everybody goes and watch, so that's really cool.
That's good. It had some good productions, no? I mean,
yeah, I was showing
with Dollop from Sony with a Q.
Yes, or now, as a Curly taught me, it's pronounced SKNU. Official pronunciation SKNU.
That's and, official, and, right?
And it's Kunic as well. That's the.
That sounds cute.
Yeah.
It sounds like with Japanese characters and you know, things like that. Pixel art. Hello Kitty stuff.
Ooh, don't let him hear that. He's pretty funny. But no, yeah, the Dollop was good. And of course, the Youth Uprising 4K, which was actually very cool to see because Mentor was there from TBC and Loonies. And he really helped out the Youth Uprising guys, Decipher and the guys. And it's like that demo scene as well. Like, you're each other's enemies, but when it boils down to it, you help each other out.
Right.
I think they spent like a whole night behind Decipher's machine optimizing the 4K. And that was like really cool to see. Yeah, that's really cool to see. And he gave, when they won, Decipher gave a big up to Mentor, like, thank you very much for helping us out. And that's really cool. I mean, that's what demo scene is about.
Yeah, true. So, and of course, it had the Golden Path, which was quite a surprise, no?
Yes, it's from Slispy as well.
Yeah, that's.
Yes, I know Vincenzo. I like to call him Slispy.
Okay, everyone who's listening needs to check out one of the earlier podcasts where we had, you know, another Slice by reference, and we thought it's much cooler to call it Slispy.
Yeah, the song Fulala, and we call him Slispy.
Yeah.
But sorry,
it
sorry.
Sounds Slice. Much better. Anyway.
But yeah, I must say that I like it, especially because he took the conspiracy tool and made his demo. It is cool, but it reminded me so much of the Sound of Violence music video from Cassius. And on the other hand, it's like, it's absolutely no problem to inspire and to use other stuff. But I felt it was a bit too inspired. But the rest, how it ended, was really, really cool.
Right.
It's still like a very flat treat for assembly. And especially because the guy pretty much did it alone, which is very cool.
I like the scene the most when you go on and on and on, and then you reach the open space with the trees, etc., in white backgrounds, etc., and you feel like, oh, you're in the clouds or something. It feels like so, like, much, much open space, which I liked a lot.
Yeah, and the music really worked as well, how he would make music. And it is, I mean, it was inspired on the video, but I was pretty amazed that nobody did it before. Like, a continuous trip straight on with stuff happening along the way. Which is a very good idea for a demo.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it helps that you don't need to worry much about the camera, right?
Yeah, you can just let it go.
Just let it go.
But now with assembly had, like, very interesting entries, also in the handhelds, like, different platform demos. Very interesting stuff was made this year. The music composer was very good as well. So it was a very, very proper party. And it's like cool to see that the demo scene is like, yeah, it's a very commercialized game party. But they keep supporting it because they get support from assembly as well.
And Smash finally made it.
Yes, the demo that was supposed to be done. And not only Smash, but like the whole clique. For some reason, he became kind of the spokesperson for Fallout.
Because he always wanted to win assembly, and now he did. So
he did. And it was, I think we did. After the studio talk, after the demo compo, with like a lot of people, Cypher kind of got shit when he called it like, it's a gamer demo. It's a demo that looks really slick and really well done. Peel at assembly. People were like, no, but it's not for gamers. No, you misunderstand me. I don't mean it's a game, but it's like made to impress the people here. And that's actually kind of true. It was a very slick, very designy. And you can see that the people that make this make their work in that industry as well.
Yeah, but then you could also say that any Fairlight demo is probably aimed at gamers because it just goes towards the high end of specs.
That's very shiny. I mean, if you have desktop for design, you get into the very shiny, designy. And indeed, the code and the modeling was fantastic.
And why make it look worse? Just
for
the sake of it. So,
I remember after the expo, a truck kind of. After the demo was done, it was like, somebody wanted to win really, really bad.
No, why would they?
So, but yeah, it was a very interesting party, absolutely.
So, should we play the track from Frame Ranger, or?
Yeah, let's play the song, which we could look up, because...
It's written by Ericola, but I'm not sure whether that's...
Oh, yes. Yes. So here it goes.
We'll be right back.
Oombats?
That's my interlude for the music. Oombats. And we're back. So, that was the parties, the two big parties, and then many small parties were held. You didn't go to any party after Breakpoint, did you?
No, actually not. And you know what? I'm not going to attend the next one.
No.
The Breakpoint one. Yeah. I have to ditch that.
Why? So,
well, family, you know.
Yeah, it's the part. I mean, you have, how many kids do you have now?
Yeah, one, which is 2 years old, and we're expecting the second on February 9th.
So oh, February 9th?
Within a bit of, yeah.
It's 2 days after my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
So that doesn't mean anything, but it's February, very good month.
But, there's some Easter duties, I guess.
Yeah, I think it happens. You see it with more people in the scene getting kids.
Yeah, but I managed to convince my wife that I can go to another one, you know, so I'm going to be at Evoke instead.
Oh, you're allowed by your wife.
Yeah.
Please,
yeah,
hang out with my friends for a week, please.
Yeah, I have to.
You can be off. Just take kids with you to a demo party. It works.
You have to book your slots, you know, and that's, like, mine is going to be at Evoke.
But who has the fans? Yes, Axel. In your family. Your wife is definitely give you rules.
I once had to laugh when Emmet of Rebels, he was once telling me that, you know, because I always pushed him to get to Breakpoint, and he said, well, no, I cannot go to Breakpoint because of, you know, same duties, etc. And I always, you know, get to go to some party, and we arrange that, which party that's going to be. And now I feel so much in the same spot that he did.
It's a bit sad, but in a good way, because you have a family and it's really important, but that you now go like, ask, can I go for a weekend, please? Hang out.
No, it's not that bad.
Ah, okay.
But still, I mean, it's still 4 days off and with two kids, it's quite some work.
Yeah, I mean, you can bring your kids. At Breakpoint this year, we had kind of like a child like with kids running around, and there was even one Orgo girl that was looking out for kids.
Yeah.
Well prepared.
Maybe, are we going to have childcare at future demo parties?
Well, it was already at Breakpoint. And I remember at Outline a few years ago, Jules, a friend of mine, brought his daughter. She was 3 at the time, I think, or 2. Mm-hmm. And you immediately saw that, like, she had like 15 surrogate daddies that also had kids and looked out for her. A very safe place for a kid to go as a demo party. Because everybody's looking out for the kid and making sure she's not doing anything dumb.
Yeah.
It actually worked.
Like pulling plugs or pulling plugs of sound cords.
Yeah, breaking stuff. But that was actually, I think that we might see if it continues that there might be more kids coming to demo parties.
Yeah, it could be actually. Yeah, but personally speaking, I mean, Breakpoint, for example, having a kid there inside and it's dark, it's loud, it's smoky, it's, I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, they had kids walking around with like the little sound devices, how do you call them? Walkers on their heads.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a word for that.
Like your ears? Yeah, sure.
I cannot think of right now. One of those. And it's not because you're not allowed to smoke anymore inside, so that's actually pretty okay. But then again, it's really busy and there's like drunk people running around, so that is scary. That's true.
Yeah, but I mean, it's okay. I mean, I was actually surprised. I mean, this young boy, Leo, I think is his name, right? He's showing up everywhere. And it's always so fun, like when you look at Slangpung and you see different parties, and everywhere you see this guy, little boy, grow up at every party. And
I think Sarah and Jemo's kid, and they're both in the organizing of Breakpoint.
Mm.
I completely mispronounced their nicknames, but he's like the mascot for Breakpoint as well, and he's always there.
Yeah.
In the end, we will have mixed parties with young kids and old people. It's going to be good fun.
Yeah, but I'm going to pick Evoke this year.
Right.
Probably Brinsley as well, because it's quite close to me. It's only 1 hour drive, so I probably have to show up there. You know, high on luck.
Never been to Brinsley, and I should do Evoke because I missed Evoke this year because of Assembly, because it was kind of like intertwined. Next year I should see, but then again, also my time is getting scarce.
This year is quite a huge gap between Assembly and Evoke, etc., right? I mean, Evoke being very late, I think probably even after Brinsley for the first time.
Yeah, they have very late planned. I think there was already a threat on when it was going to happen. They already booked the hall.
Mm.
Should also pimp when we talk about demo parties, Outline. again happen as well.
Good, because I was talking to Xerxes actually this week, and he said, well, he wants to come to Outline for the first time because it seems to be such a cozy place. And
last year really was awesome. We had so many people coming. We had a very good spot this year that we rented, and it was a really fun party. And everybody that was there was like, we're gonna come back next year and bring more people. So it's gonna be probably busy.
Didn't you say it was fully booked for the first? No, that was kindergarten, I think, right? That we had the maximum amount of visitors.
Yeah, we didn't have the maximum yet, but we were like the busiest Outline that we had yet.
It was right.
And that's like for a cheap international flights and people showing up, and we had like Danes and Finns and Swedes and Brits and French people, and like everybody just coming to the small place in Holland where this small party was. And
I think it's actually quite a good thing to do to announce the date pretty early. I mean, for example, for Evoke, some of our Finns from Brainstorm, they are booking flights for €30 or something. From Ryanair to Düsseldorf, whatever the Ryanair airport is. But if you consider that, I mean, that's just insane.
We encourage people to do the same for Outline, which is going to be the 29th till the 2nd of May, 29th of April, 2nd of May.
Okay.
And you're also going to be there at our local holiday called Queen's Day, which is not the Queen's birthday, but we just celebrated then because the Queen's birthday is in February when it's really cold. And it's the old Queen's, the previous Queen's birthday in the 29th of April. And then always Holland goes nuts. And we have everybody's dressed in orange and drinks a lot. And since Eindhoven, which is a pretty big city, is very close by the party place, people can check it out on the second day. Mm-hmm. Go into town, see lots of drunken Dutch people, which is interesting.
That's awesome. That's like something that I always wanted to see.
It will blow your mind if you will actually see it once. It's a ridiculous excuse to get really, really pissed.
Exactly. Excellent. And there are no pants. And
you're allowed to sell your crap on the street.
That's cool.
It's called the Vrijmarkt, which basically means free market. And you can just put your shit out on the street and sell it, or you can play violin and get cash.
So you didn't mean the literal crap?
No, not your poop, but like your old stuff. It's very good to buy old consoles as well.
No longer interested.
I'm sorry. Okay. Hello. And now we're going to talk about Axel's weird fetishes.
almost wanted to do that.
We're trailing off. Let's play a song from the demo scene.
Would be about the time, right?
Yes, and it's going to be a surprise because
if talks go towards crap, we have to play songs.
So here is a song that Vincenzo picked.
What a stupid announcement is that?
So we just listened to a song that Vincenzo picked, and knowing his taste, it was probably fantastic.
Always. Hungarian folk music?
Fair enough.
Did Vincenzo just say Hungarian folk music?
I think he just
needs
folk music.
He's gonna play? Okay. Probably he should actually run one of those tunes right now, because I want to know what Hungarian folk music sounds like.
Okay, briefly a bit of Hungarian folk music. Too late. Okay, and I'm back. Okay, now we have to get back on track again, I think, before we just end up with talking about nonsense.
What track?
And then we're just back on track, like in the podcast. Like, what are we going to talk about now? What is the things that we should talk about?
Well, there's the 100th BitJam podcast, right? As well?
Yes.
I mean, 100. It's quite an achievement to have 100 podcasts weekly, every week. And we
can learn from that.
Yeah. For it some is. Reason, they're faster than we are.
It's possible to actually do 100, but that's a lot.
We're never going to reach that number, you know. Are you aware of that?
Oh, God.
It will take us though.
Do they have a special... I'm gonna quickly Google BitJam podcast. Is there going to be a special theme for this?
Okay, so the very great person telling us what, you know, the 100th podcast is about is telling us that it's secret, so we cannot tell you.
No, because we could just have said, like, it's about boobies, because they can't hear it, so we can make up anything.
Yeah, actually, it's about naked breasts and, you know.
No, it's a secret, and it's going to be the 100th. So check it out, the 100th podcast of BitJam.
Yeah, it's actually the first time that you can hear naked breasts.
Now I want to hear that. I want to hear what it sounds like. I would actually listen to that, I think. I would listen to a podcast of naked breasts making sounds.
Yeah. I think we just dictated them the topic for the 100th podcast.
If the 100th podcast is not about naked breasts, we're very disappointed.
Yeah, we're going to pick that talk. Gonna pick the topic up on the next podcast of the Sign Radio Show. Then we're going to give you hell for not using naked breasts in your podcast.
Naked breasts, not just breasts, no, naked breasts. The best kind, of course.
Otherwise, you could also use dragons, you know, with naked breasts.
With dragons with breasts. We're gonna.
Yeah.
We're in very icky territory now.
That sounds good.
So, yes, more things.
I think that's awful to discuss about the podcast, right? I mean.
Yeah, well, everybody should just check it out in 100 times. So hats off to BitJam.
And congratulations. Are you going to jump out of the cake now, or yours? Am I going to do that?
I'll jump.
The cake, you know?
Sure.
Because then we got the naked breast talk, you know?
Oh, shut up.
Are you getting a beer?
Yes.
Can I have one too?
Sure, I can send it to you. Google image search you a picture of a bear and you might have seen.
Are you aware how hopeless this podcast is here?
It is. I think this is probably the most...
ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous thing we've ever... So maybe we guests? Guests! Why
guests?
I heard there were some guests, maybe.
Yeah, I can invite... what are you doing? Are you opening the camera?
Here we are, don't worry about it. Yeah, invite Gopher.
Where's mine? Yeah, I'm going to ask Gopher. So I'm going to look for Gopher, and in the meantime, we're going to play a little track from one of the parties that have happened in the meantime. So we'll be right back.
And we're back with Gopher from Alcatraz.
This time, you know that you took it too far. So tell me, who do you think that you are? Try again, you know
with guests. Guests from guests. As Vincenzo said, the best 4K of the year, 2009.
Oh, well, I don't think so, but...
Always be modest, very good. Go for it, pal. Welcome to the Sign Podcast, and let's talk 4K.
So what was the... What was your experience at main party, first of all? Because it seems to be quite a differently organized party. It was quite making a huge impact as well. What was your experience? You were right there, right?
Yes.
Paul first?
Well, maybe I start. Well, yeah, I think it was, you had mostly the same feeling like on an Evo party. There were not that much people, but the audience around and the whole environment was very cool in the big old machine hall. Mm-hmm. And already as we landed, normally I was waiting for the shuttle bus, but as my plane from Cologne to Munich was delayed, I had my own Mercedes, which took me to the party place.
Boom!
So this is how I get there, huh? And the lighting was very nice, very well done, and the overall feeling, because inside you had this, let's say, scene area. Mm-hmm. And outside the parts of it, inside the hall, the outside, well, how to say it, you had a core area in the middle for
the zoo.
Yeah, the zoo, yes. And you had the outside area for the local people there, and they were all very interested, so it was also fun having them looking at us. It was right. Fun.
Yeah, I heard a lot of
that's basically why we called it the zoo, because people were taking photos and there was this fence surrounding us and keeping us separated from the other people, so it was kind of bizarre.
These are the demo singers, they're weird.
Did you have tags like saying coder, musician and things like that?
No. You just had the people inside drinking beer while the outside people were drinking wine.
That's the difference.
That's the spirit.
But yeah, then about the 4K, did you guys, you prepared it in advance, I guess? Or was there still a lot of party hacking going on?
It was, more or less I prepared. Basically, the four scenes you see in the 4K were done somewhere in, I think, July, when Paul was on vacation. But he had some patterns from the music already sent to me, I think, in April or May, which was the base for the scene with the spinning Tory. And that's what I am based upon. And yeah, so the scenes itself were more or less ready, but we didn't have any synchronizing or final compositing done until the party, and that was more or less the party part.
Did they postpone the competition for you?
No, that wasn't us.
No, that was the sun.
Who was it?
It was the sun going down.
Yeah, one of the things was that it was quite much sun in the hall during the day, the night, even until, I don't know, 9 o'clock or something. But I think the main reason the compos were delayed so much was conspiracy. I think, I don't know, but they worked quite long on it, even longer than us, so, yeah.
That's true.
Then you beat them.
Vincenzo confirms this, that's suspicious.
And they didn't even have a mouse.
They didn't even have a monitor, huh, I think.
Yeah, that was the main problem on Friday.
They were missing a cable, I guess, from the graphics card to the monitor.
So were they coding on the big screen or what?
They're coding blind!
Yeah, of course. Boise can do that.
Don't need monitors.
Well,
congratulations for the first prize. It's a very awesome 4K, I must say.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a good year. It was a good year for 4K, 2009, I think.
It was indeed, yeah. Many, many cool productions, starting with Breakpoint, with some really high quality stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, basically on every party you could see quite cool 4Ks this year. So it was more or less, compared to the level that was presented on 64K and even demo, it was maybe the year of the 4Ks. Could pretty well be.
Yeah, I guess it gets more interesting. What were your favorite 4Ks from the both of you from this year?
Besides Elevated.
elevators.
Besides elevator, that's me.
What's that?
Can I look it up on Twit? I think Quiet did some very cool and visually pleasing stuff. Squony at Assembly was also very cool. Then I don't know who was in there. The winner from Assembly was a
Youth Uprising.
Youth Uprising, but there were Conspiracy and I forgot. But yeah, Assembly had some pretty high level. Frequency did also some nice things. I met them or we met them at main party for the first time, but they also did some other 4Ks this year. Yeah, so
your ass. It's like yeah, that
not intentionally.
I did a 4K and a 1K, and you beat both. So well done there.
Yes. 4 against 5K.
Let's combine. It's 5K. I should have been the qualifier. But no, but absolutely. Nope. I think the 4K is kind of becoming the category where people really want to perform in to show what they can do.
Do you think it's no longer a challenge to do something in 64K? Or I mean, is the effort like so huge? Is it? Would you say it's huger to make a 4K than a 64K or something? From the amount of work that you need to cram into there?
I still think 64K is a whole lot of more work to do because you simply have more space, so you can put in more ideas, and at some point you will get to the same problems as in 4K that you simply run out of space, but you want to have certain stuff in it. So I think, of course, 64K is still a lot of more work and also demo. But it's not that 4Ks are that easy to do anymore like they probably used to be, I don't know, 10 years ago, where you basically could put in anything, and as long as it showed some stuff moving on the screen,
right,
probably with music, which wasn't that common. So it's, of course, it's simpler to do a 4K to get anything on the screen which could please the audience. The level is rising, and especially this year there were some milestones, also from the techniques used. I mean, if you watch the 4Ks this year, pretty much all of it was using these sphere tracing stuff, and it offers many possibilities, and if you understand how it works, it's even quite simple. So
yeah, about the 64K, what you see as well is that it kind of falls in between the demo and the 4K, and because people are so impressed already by all the predictions that are out there, it's really hard to make a 64K that actually still impresses a lot. I think that's the difficult part now of doing 64Ks as well.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I mean that was the case some years ago where the bar was set quite high for 64Ks in quite a short time, and yeah, I feel it's more or less the same with 4Ks slowly, because more and more people get to a certain level, and it's the competitions are getting for once more interesting. But on the other side, it's also in 4K more difficult to still find new cool ideas you can cram into the 4K, and yeah. So I hope it won't suffer the same fate that 64Ks had 2 or 3 years ago, or since 2 or 3 years. But it's it could be possible.
Do you think that the consequence then will be to go towards 1K or to a smaller size to have a new challenge? Or what do you think is the consequence then?
Actually, I also did a 1K this year, but it was really just because I didn't have anything else for Evoke, and I was interested in how much you can actually do there. And you can't do very much. It's very, very restricted, and it's even more hard than a 4K, of course. Mm. And the problem is, or I mean, problem. It's fair enough that TBC have their own 1K specialized packer, but you hardly can do music in a 1K if you want to have some sort of interesting visuals. On the other hand, it's all about the packer in that case. And yeah, I'm not skilled enough to do my own, or willing to do my own. So
TBC affiliates, they're setting the bar really, really high with 1K for what they do.
Yeah, and not only 1K, so everything which is crinkler bound, it's top notch.
Yeah.
Everything they do is just brilliant, so that's really a hard competition if they are in the same or at the same party in the same competition.
The pants are off there.
But speaking about Maine, and you guys were there, and there was one demo released that stirred up some controversy, and I found it quite interesting, was the Blunderbuss demo from Fairlight.
Yeah.
Which took a different kind of approach to demo and was pretty discussed. What did you guys think about it?
Well, I think it's a great demo. It has a lot of design. The music also is great, but I have a problem with, let's say, this is some kind of commercial music inside the scene production, which always is a little bit strange to me, because I need this demo sound for demos. And well, actually, I can see things in that, but I don't know if anybody else can see something inside, like a horse or a seagull. Yeah, bird.
It's up to your own imagination. Yeah, because I think it's commercial. It's a song made by Bliss, who is a demo singer, so it is demo related. And I think it was released for free. So I think I like the fact that it's actually taking a different kind of soundtrack.
Absolutely.
It's definitely
perspective as well.
It's definitely a different thing than we are used to hear and even see. But I must say I really liked it. It was the atmosphere, even at the party. I mean, usually you get this hammering bass and loud stuff, and this was just, at least for me, it was very chilling and refreshing to see something like that on the party. Just because it's different. I mean, it's brilliant anyway. But even if you don't like the music or that it's a one-trick pony, basically, it's still very, very well presented.
Yes, I like that as well. I mean, especially also with the Breakpoint Amiga demo, that a punk rock soundtrack. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see. I mean, in the demo scene, we've been doing the same thing, but like for many years, we've done demos, and I like the fact that people are branching out a bit. Like, what can we do? Even though in the old days, funk music was very dominant in Amiga demos.
Absolutely.
I like to see that stir and direction.
I think there's still room for experimentation as well.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And that could be, at least for, in my imagination, one way which you can go in, for example, 4K intros. If you run out of ideas of what you could still do more scene-wise or effect-wise, just concentrating on doing, well, one effect, but doing it very, very sophisticated and pretty and entertaining still. So that's one possibility to how it could continue, but it doesn't have to be like that.
No, but it's like interesting turns are to be taken, and it's always, that's I think what the demo scene is about as well, is experimenting to see what we can do still.
And as long as this is real time, it's okay.
That's quite a nice summary.
It's what it kind of boils down to, even though animations are nice as well, but the real-time aspect should always be, I think, important for this stuff as well.
Is it for a programmer a lot more fun to just focus on the effect instead of having to deal with, you know, shitloads of layers of design, etc., coming all in at once, etc., that you can just do a demo for fun, like Blunderbuss probably was for Smash?
I mean, you sure can, but to be honest, I don't have ever used many layers and stuff. In fact, the invitation for the main party, which I was asked by H2O to do 2 weeks before the party started, was sort of my first attempt to actually do a demo, which, I mean, you can clearly see it's it takes only scenes which I had somewhere in the back for a case I didn't do, but you can expect I just pull something out of my sleeves and let it happen. But that was a nice experience anyway. I didn't have any tools for that kind of work. I mean, for 4K we have our synthesizer, and we have some sort of real-time interpreter for shader stuff. But that's very limited, and at least for me, it's quite okay to work with that in the field of 4K. But demo is a very different field. There usually you have the designer guys and the creatives who have their ideas and want them realized. And if you're a coder, at least for me, I think it's more the ASD way, like Nevis coding it. But I won't claim I'm that talented to get cameras moving and make interesting moves with some formulas I can code. So
sure you do.
But yeah, of course you can. If you, I mean, that's most of the productions start that way. I think you just try something out and yeah, you do it for fun. And at some point you think, oh well, maybe I could use it someday. Build other stuff around it, and in the end you have something which connects, probably, or even not. Which, I guess doesn't always have to be like that.
I guess from what Smash wrote in his blog as well, I think it was more or less just a test, right? I mean, the whole blunderbuss, or my bet is that we'll see the same effect basically pimped to a much huger extent in one of the upcoming demos, I think.
Who knows, yeah, who knows?
Because I think he played with the particle system and he said, well, he's just trying out some stuff.
Yeah, but fair enough.
That's scary, isn't it?
And as he always does, yeah, that man is a machine.
But so, yeah. You will see around Easter then, I guess.
I guess so. Or he will decide on Friday that he will just not make it and then get home.
Just starts drinking again. As he
We'll meet as assembly again. yes. But the party was a huge fun, I guess. I mean, from the organizational point of view as well, because it was getting such a huge reception as well from the public. Or what was it like for you? Was it bizarre or rather welcome?
Well, it was a kind of bizarre because the opening ceremony was held. I think it was done also by the mayor of the city. Well, it was basically done in French for all the visitors and then translated into English. What I got out of it is that they had this big area. This big hall with this big huge screen on the roof, and they never used it. So actually we were the first guys, or the guys who competed right. at that competition were the first one who really used it. So the mayor of the city got all these citizens into that it was not a backyard, it was a big field, but so they were all, it was more like a party for the whole city, huh?
Yeah, it was interesting in that aspect, that's right, especially that the openings or the ceremony with the local representatives was, I don't know, 45 minutes or something. I mean, we tried to do our 4K, but so I didn't listen closely enough to recapitulate what they said there, but it was...
I
thought they were really happy to have something happen in their city, or at least in that hall for once.
Oh, that's kind of cool, then. I mean, everybody is happy, then, the people that can go there, and then the demo teams that come and are in a Zoom.
Right.
So the next main party is set, I guess?
At least for me, it's more or less planned. If nothing severe happens money-wise or time-wise or job-wise, I don't know. But it's planned here. Yeah. It was great fun, especially the thing that you got picked up at the airport, shuttle bus services, and as Paul already said, the whole location was just was great. It's separated from basically neighbors and people who could be disturbed by loud music. It's a wide area, and the weather was also really, really nice. Wearing short trousers mosquitoes. Short trousers at the start of October is not that usual, at least for me. So
I should go next year as well, absolutely. Yeah. I missed it this year because of some dumb reasons, and it's really, really bad.
Okay.
We should not forget the great Döner kebab stand at the entrance of the area.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Was it good? Was that a rhetoric comment? Yes.
It was okay, yes.
But I expected more from the French fries in France, but...
Oh no, but that's absolutely not French.
But I'm still living, so it was a good Döner kebab, so it's okay.
Fair enough.
So I guess the Orgas did a good job, H2O and all his peeps there.
Yes.
They were really nice and really trying to get everyone somehow satisfied, which of course didn't work out for everyone. But yeah, I mean, you probably read something about the main demo evening getting delayed and stuff. So yeah, it was a bit of a shame that it was, I don't know, 3 in the morning when the demo started. But, you can't have everything.
Yeah, fair enough. And you guys, anything planned for the future, for 2010?
Whoa, what excitement.
Silence.
The problem is, I'm always trying to do something, but it's always gopher. which disturbs the plants in the end.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about this, Gopher?
It's true. But apart from that, I somehow feel a little bit exhausted since main party. I didn't hardly use my laptop since then, and yeah, so I cannot say anything about future plans at the moment because I'm just sitting on the couch. maybe watching Breakpoint via Demo Scene TV this year. No.
Who knows? You never know what's happening.
That's my job.
No. Breakpoint is a fixed date every year since I don't know when. So.
And we already can announce something, huh? Then on Breakpoint 2011, Gopher will get 30, huh?
Oh!
Yay, now I have to buy 1,000 beers. Thanks, Paul.
Yes. At least, yes. Well, that was my plan, huh?
Yeah.
But no you're one heard that. Turning 30, you're still young.
Yeah, still.
Still one of the young people in the demo scene, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Thanks for the reports, guys. And,
yes.
You're welcome.
All the best for 2010.
Yes, and thank you very much for the 4K as well.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Our pleasure. And yes, we'll see us at Breakpoint, I suppose.
Yeah, as I said already to somebody at main party, because he asked how could you... Well, two things I have still... This is funny things about the party itself, because still at, I think, when was the deadline for the 4K? Was it around 8 in the afternoon?
No, it was 6 p.m.
Or 6 p.m. So, and we were over the size limit with, I think, 160 bytes or something. And then Gopher was trying to crunch it in different ways, and he was trying to get to optimize it everywhere. And then just, I think, 2 hours before the deadline, I said, well, okay, well, I could try to get rid of one of the hi-hats I use in the song.
And Gopher was like, oh my god!
Are you serious? You're using two hi-hats?
Yeah, because I had one for the beat and one just for the sound. Huh? So I took off one, and then we had, actually it was, I think then 4,030 bytes something. So then we had still enough space to put something in. Huh?
And okay, so let me guess, you only used the second hi-hat in one of the patterns.
No, I used it. One was for the only for, well, as a bonus. It bonus. Actually, I removed it, and you don't really, no, you don't recognize you don't it.
Oh, but that's fantastic. That's the thing that drives a coder mad. Like, oh, you know,
yeah,
I
the best thing about it.
I can just take this out. What the hell? You tell me now?
Yeah.
I only
realized for the final version, which I did 2 weeks after the party, that in the global section there were some I think filter effects which weren't even used. So that gained a few more bytes, which I could use for the final version for some tweaking and more effects and stuff. So that's a cool thing about having a tool which a creative person can use.
Yeah, and blame it on the musician, huh?
Yeah, right. And even if you try hard to get rid and analyze everything and stuff, but I mean, those units were used and the instruments were used, so I can't do anything against it. Right. I cannot know which instrument it is, so it's all Paul's fault.
I'm only human, I'm sorry.
But let me guess, Paul was pushing for those filter effects. He wanted them so much. Then he did.
Yeah. About like you were the character, but then goes like, "Oh, I have this that we can maybe take out," and then, "Oh, what?" And then it's exactly what it is all about. Fantastic! It's very, very good story.
At least now we know why Gopher isn't programming anymore since.
Yeah.
Party. Yeah. So, there was also another guy asking me, "And how did you do it? And was it hard to do it?" And I just, I was a little bit pissed at the end because of all that beer and that wine, and I just told him, I looked at him into his eyes and just told him, hey, the code is already inside the machine, you just have to push the right buttons on the keyboard. And then he was looking very angry at me, and then I just got away.
Before you got punished.
Yeah, right.
Okay, great stories. Thanks for sharing those.
Yes, and good luck for maybe any future projects, and we'll see you guys at Breakpoint, of course.
Yes, we will.
Okay, have a good day.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. can quickly tell, because we were talking about Maine, and at Maine, the winners of the BitJam remix competitions were announced. The competition where you had to remix one of three songs, Wilby's song Wicked Cover Posse from the Sandbox Punks demo, Dear Rob from Fred, very famous song, and Elefunk from Moby, and the winners that were announced.
You couldn't do that, or...?
Alright, I'm already doing it. Kawai won, Slice by Tisby was second, and Modusk was third, so that was very good and very successful. And go to bitfathers.org/page.php?150 to read everything about it.
Excellent.
This is a way to pronounce your ass with that, because we're going on a roll here. There was a nice talk we had with Gover and Powell from Alcatraz.
Yeah, good fun.
Yeah, very good fun. Nice anecdotes about Main Party. And Main Party seems to be a very cool party as well. So we should all go next year.
It actually is quite amazing how it... I mean, it wasn't such a high-profile party before, and now it's like completely blown out of proportions, isn't it? I mean...
But they take their... I mean, it's their pride as well. They want to make it really good, and it's really cool. I mean, we should have those things happen.
I think this will... This will grow quite a bit, I think. The Main Party will probably become more important.
Absolutely. Try to go next year. I have to get there and see it for myself, because it's a party that you can't miss, it seems. Mm-hmm. And being Sounds treated good. Like animals in a zoo, which is interesting.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
For you people, Unhearable Vincenzo just says, I'll repeat it, it's true that the huge screen is really cool, but I felt really bad that I missed that. I really want to see that. And hopefully they'll use it again next year, and then a bit better. So we can do all the competitions on the roof of a building. All right, but shall we wrap up the show for now? The podcast, it was a bit messy, but good fun.
Yeah, I can hear people snoring, so we should probably wrap up.
So let's do another one sooner than we did before. See if we can make that happen.
Let's fun. Try that. Yeah, it was good fun once again.
Yes, thank you guys. Excellent chance for being here again. It's always entertaining. And of course, thank you to Gopher and Powell for talking to us.
Yes, and next time we'll have guests again. And
we'll try to talk about more crap that we always do.
Yeah, that you can sell in the Netherlands.
Yeah, you can sell on Queen's Day in the Netherlands. Get the outline, bring your crap, you can sell it here. We'll gladly buy it off you. We're weird like that.
They might smoke it.
We smoke cats and dogs.
Okay, seems like a time to wrap up.
Yes. Until the next one, and thank you all very much for listening.
Yeah, speak soon. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
news, info, stuff from all over the scene.
Sign. The radio show with your host, Axel and Aki.